Word on the Street.
Hello, my name's Tunde, I'm 35, and a favourite passage in the Bible is from the book of Exodus, where the Israelites, they've just come to the Red Sea, and Moses has led them out of the desert, and they're being pursued by the Egyptians, and they lose faith, their faith wobbles, and they start moaning at Moses and saying, you know, where have you led us? We're going to die. It's either we drown in the sea or we get crushed by the Egyptians. And Moses spoke to God, and God said, the Egyptians you see today, you'll never see again. Have faith in me and just march on. I always read that passage when I'm going through something really difficult, because I think it has quite a deep symbolic message about having faith. Even when you don't see a way, God can part the Red Sea for you.
My name's Janet and I'm from England, and my favourite passage in the Bible is from Luke chapter 5. It's where Christ encourages the disciples to put out their nets to catch some fish. And in the passage, the disciples are a bit hesitant because they've been fishing all the night and they haven't caught anything. But Jesus encourages them to put out their nets. And when they do, they catch a huge amount of fish. And it was at this moment where Simon realised, you know, if you listen to Christ, he can work miracles. And there's a section at the end of chapter 5 where Jesus turns to Simon and says, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth, you'll be catching men." And when they brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him. And it all relates back to the beginning of the passage where Christ tells Simon Peter, he says, "Put into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And when I read this passage initially, it was really the Holy Spirit prompting me in my heart, you know, for me to put out in the deep, to really reach out to other people in the secular world who don't know Christ. And it was really a prompting by the Holy Spirit just to encourage me to evangelize, really, and spread the good news and not be afraid, because, you know, if the Holy Spirit is working through me, so I've got nothing to be afraid of and nothing to fear. And just, you know, with such conviction and courage now, I can really cast out my net into the deep and draw others closer to Christ. So that's the reason why it's one of my favourite passages. Amen.
Stephen, I'm 29, I'm from Glasgow, and my favourite scripture reading is John 3:14, "I am the way, the truth and the life," because he is.